morning. I'm Joshua Steele. Today I want to talk to you about the use of leguminous cover crops in a Roundup Ready Flex cotton system. Leguminous cover crops in general are used in agriculture for several different reasons. As a soil stabilizer, soil fumigation alternative, leguminous cover crops can be used for their infixation capabilities, and cover crops in general can be used for weed suppression. Weed control is obtained by replacing the hard-to-manage weeds with manageable cover crop. Some research done by Creamer and Bennett in 1997 showed that in tomatoes they received the highest weed control with mixtures containing hairy vetch and Austrian winter pea, two leguminous cover crops. Some research done by Reddy and others in 2004 showed that they received the highest weed control in glyphosate-resistant corn with a combination of hairy vetch cover crop and use of glyphosate. So leguminous cover crops and glyphosate are used in other cropping systems. So our objectives were to determine the benefits of leguminous cover crops in a Roundup Ready Flex cotton system. Our materials and methods. This study was conducted in Marianna, Arkansas on a Callaway silt loam. And cover crops are planted on October 24, 2006. The two cover crops we used were Austrian winter pea and hairy vetch. We applied a 1x rate of glyphosate approximately 3 weeks before planting to as a burn down. But at planting, we came back and we had these two pictures here showing that the cover crops are still green. So we came back with a labeled rate of gramoxone as the burn down, and that took care of our cover crops. The cotton we used in this study was short stable cotton, the Stoneville 4554, with Bolgar 2 and Roundup Ready Flex. The study was a split plot design. Plots were 50 feet in length, and we had 4 reps per treatment. And the dominant weeds that we assessed here in the field were Palmer amaranth, goosegrass, and pitted morning glory. The herbicide programs we used in this study were program 1. Started with a dual Magnum plus Cotteran pre-emergence application, followed by Roundup Weathermax plus Staple at the 4-node stage, Roundup Weathermax alone at the 8-node stage, and Valor plus MSMA plus crop oil concentrated, lay-by directed. Program 2 was Roundup Weathermax alone at the 1-node stage, followed by Roundup Weathermax plus Staple at the 4-node stage, followed by Roundup Weathermax alone at the 8-node stage, and then followed by Valor plus MSMA plus crop oil concentrate, lay-by directed. Program 3 was slightly delayed. The first application was at the 4-node stage of Roundup Weathermax plus Staple, followed by Roundup Weathermax alone at the 8-node stage, followed by Valor plus MSMA plus crop oil concentrate at lay-by directed. Program 4 was Roundup Weathermax plus dual Magnum applied at the 1-node stage, followed by Roundup Weathermax alone at 8-node stage, followed by Valor plus MSMA plus crop oil concentrate at lay-by directed. And lastly, our program 5 was our control. For our results and discussion, this is Palmer amaranth control at the 4-node stage. At this point, this is the only time we had interaction between our cover crops and our herbicide programs. The graphs are going to be similar to this throughout the presentation, where we have percent control on the y-axis, our herbicide programs on the x-axis. At this time, at the 4-node stage, programs 3 and 5 are similar. Program 3 hasn't had an herbicide application at this time, so any control we have for programs 3 and 4 are from the cover crops alone. And 2 and 4 are also similar. They've only had a 1-node application of herbicide, and so they had to actually control around 100%. For goosegrass control, again, programs 2 and 4 were similar, and programs 3 and 5 were also similar. We have improved control with program 1 of goosegrass. For pitted morning glory, again, we have a slight reduction in control with programs 2 and 4, but we have an increased control with program 3 with the cover crops alone of pitted morning glory at the 4-node stage. This is Palmer amaranth control at the eight node stage. At this point, we don't have any interaction between our herbicide programs or our cover crops. So, and the only difference we had between herbicide programs was here at program four, where it's actually significantly different, but not by much. It's about 94% control. The others are around 99 to 98% control. And at the eight node stage, this is still, it's only had one application of herbicide. Everything else has had either a pre-emergence or a one and a four node application of herbicide. For goosegrass, the same thing. Don't have as good control with the program four at the eight node stage. And the same with pitted morning glory with program four at the eight node stage. This is the end of the season Palmer amaranth control. At this point, we don't have any interaction between our herbicide programs or our cover crops. And also, there is no difference between our herbicide programs. So none of these are significantly different, and they're around 100%. For goosegrass at the end of the season, they range between 90 and 97% control, with program three actually having the best at 97%. End of season pitted morning glory control is all the same. Not significantly different, and approaching 100% control. As for our seed cotton yield, our highest yield was with program two, roughly 3,450 pounds per acre. We have our pounds per acre here on the y-axis, and our programs on the x-axis. Our lowest control was program three here, and we believe that this was actually significantly different. The programs one and four were not significantly different from the other two programs. But this is because we had the delay in the first application of herbicide, which was four node. Two and four had the first application at the one node, and one had a pre. But the delay of the first application of herbicide resulted in this reduction in yield. So in summary, we had a cover crop by herbicide program interaction only at the four node stage. After that, it didn't really matter if the cover crop was there or not. There was no interaction. Also, at the end of the season, there was no difference in programs as well. See, and weed control was improved with both cover crops at the four node stage only versus no cover. And lastly, delaying herbicide application until the four node stage will cause seed cotton yield reduction, we found. All right, now I'll take any questions.
Do you have any questions for our speaker?
Yes. The question was, how did we manage our nitrogen? And I really couldn't tell you that. I didn't conduct in that part of the study. The question was, how much would it start? How much would it cost to start up with the two cover crops? Is that right? I couldn't tell you that either. Not even a ballpark estimate.
Any other questions? No other questions. Thank our speaker.